Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy, the place of everything related to Amazon FBA, private label, and e-commerce. My name is Vincenzo Toscano, your founder and CEO of eComsy here. And for me, it's a pleasure to have Peter Paul, which is head of sales and partnership in Tel Aviv, which is one of the top services out there when it comes to really understanding your audience and finding what are some of those elements that are going to make people click and buy your products. And one of the team we're going to touch on today, how you actually find the perfect, basically, avatar and thematic around your products to really stand up and not be that generic standalone product that everybody try to, you know, be and then they struggle on Amazon. So, Peter, it's a pleasure to have you here on the show, man. How's everything going?
Yeah, it's good. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you, everyone who's here right now.
So, yeah.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. I know we actually been having this podcast in the books for a while now. We actually been meeting at so many events and we've been so busy traveling around, but finally we made it.
And it's definitely a pleasure. I think we said it like a year and a half ago, yeah, like somewhere around that.
I know. It's been crazy, but you know, I've been seeing what you guys are bringing to the space. Amazing technology. You guys are really standing up in the Amazon community. And I think it's super important because, you know, the reason why most people struggle in Amazon nowadays is because they don't really know how to make the product stand out. You know, they're just approaching the market with a copy paste mentality, taking a product from China, not really making a difference in terms of the product, the creatives, and all of that. And that's why they struggle. And that's why I wanted to bring you on board, because I know that's what your business is all about. And I'm sure you're going to share some amazing tips about how sellers can really make the product unique. Now, before we jump into that, tell us a little bit about, you know, what is Intel about? And then, of course, more than happy to jump into the team. Yeah.
Well, I think it's good to mention that if you're speaking about the copy pasting procedure, we come from that same corner. We did the same thing. So exactly. We started in 2014 as an Amazon seller and grew quite rapidly. So we have like several brands by now, and but nice. We discovered like pretty. Oh, by the way, my light sometimes goes off, but it's fine. Yeah. But we discovered that I think because our CEO and also me, we're both like really interested in consumer behavior. We really want to know like what is getting the click. So well, in 2016 we developed our own tool. That's when it all started, and in 2018 a mastermind is formed around it. And then Intel Aviv really came to life. So we are dealing with people from 8-9 figure sellers who are really using it very, very much, who like those savvy sellers. And based on their insights, we could develop it even more. So what is Intel Aviv? It's stepping into the consumer's mind. So you really show your product up against competition in a simulated marketplace. And then based on that, you're grabbing insights to learn like where do you get the hook? What does convert? What are the converting USPs? So it's all like a very complete system to guide you and to listen to actual consumers who are telling you like, hey, listen, this is what I like, but this is what I dislike.
Yeah, super important, because I feel even myself as a seller, when I started selling, I did a mistake that sometimes you design a product and you customize everything in terms of the branding and so on based on your perception of how you think people would like to perceive a product and see it. But reality is that most of the time when you actually do then, you know, analysis around the customer insights, you will be surprised about what you thought about specific niches completely wrong. And that's why I think tools such as Intel Aviv are super important, because if you don't really understand the avatar you're targeting, how you can actually realistically bring the best offer to the table? You're actually gambling to some extent, right? And that's why
exactly. Yeah. And finding the exact avatars is a whole nother ball game. That's not that easy. But I think like it's more, we are all aware of like split testing. I don't think that anyone who's listening right now doesn't have done any split testing or something like that. But the issue is, if you just do split testing, comparing two options. So let's say one version of your product and another version, then you're missing the complete context. And exactly. And even if I'm showing one product up against the competition, even then I might miss context because someone is responding to what they see. They get information, and based on that, in a poll, they will say, I like this one over the other. But what we do is we provide a starting point with all our poll types. We start with situation insights. So if you're a seller of a specific product, let's say you are doing skincare and you have a massage oil, then the situation might be like, imagine yourself looking for a massage oil to take care of your skin. So respondents, let's say I do a poll, 100 people, 100 actual consumers are entering the survey and they see that situation. So it's kind of like, boom, now you have to imagine yourself in that situation. Then after that, we ask clarity. So is it clear to you? Yeah. That's important, because if you make it too complicated, because if you're like into the product and you're like really adding features,
I don't know what the product really does.
Then you're probably also dropping in the impressions, because you're like in a niche that has almost no traffic. But let's say it has a good clarity score. Then after that, we ask them, okay, now you see that, now you're in that situation looking for massage oil for skincare. What would be important to you? Now, at that point, consumers might say, well, it has to be organic. I don't want to have any chemicals in that. So, okay, then you know that. So this is coming from 100 people are saying like, this is important at the doorstep. Coming from a situation having a problem, looking for a solution, and saying like, this is important to me. Now, then after that, they see the options. And they choose from the options, like, which one do you prefer? And sometimes you will see that the overall pick is, let's say, going to one of the massage oils, and then you look into the results and they're saying, I prefer this one because it has a pump. But then there's a gap, because if I have like 5 options, even mine and the competitors in the situation inside at the doorstep, people are saying, I want to have organic oil and it should have no chemicals in it. But then in the result, it's saying, oh, I love it because it has a pump.
Exactly.
Before you know it, you're following the route, like, oh yes, I have a winner, and you go on with that without noticing that there's something else that the complete market is missing at the moment. And that's something that's like so valuable. Yeah, I'm excited about it, by the way. You can see that. I love it. I see so many sellers doing this, and they're like, wow, what I never knew this. Like, and exactly, you never knew this. And then imagine that most competitors don't know. So if you're the first doing this.
Yeah, you can definitely do a huge difference in the niche. I have an example in my mind that just came to this when you were giving the example with the oil. I remember seeing this product, like, you know, like yoga balls, super competitive product, super competitive. But then I met this person that he did a market insight, and then found out that a lot of people, when they are in the pregnancy, the women, they use the yoga ball to do exercise and basically prepare for the pregnancy. And what he did is the whole yoga ball, he did the branding about how you can use the yoga ball, not to only do yoga, but actually if you are in the pregnancy, like, you can use this to prepare for that special moment. And then he blew it out of the park, because he did customer insight and women were saying, yeah, actually, not only I use it for yoga, but also to do exercise that my doctor sent me for my pregnancy. And that's a clear example how, you know, by doing this consumer insights, you can find those micro bubbles, niches, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And exactly. This is exactly what I mean. And even if you speak about the yoga ball, so I'm already, my head is spinning around, because I think like the yoga ball can also be used as sitting behind a desk at the office. We have those things here. They are just lying around here. But that means like you find opportunities to even build up variations or separate listings. You can really dive into specific niches, like, well, and discover like what is really needed, again, at the doorstep, getting that click, and then after that, selling the product. And I have so much to say about that, but
of course. Now, I think something that people usually want to understand about consumer insights, like how I get the initial ideas to test in the first place, because, you know, when you need to do this consumer insight, you need to have that spark of, okay, I want to compare this usage with this usage and this usage. So or this different main image with this image. So you need to have the elements in mind of what you want to test, if you see what I mean, right?
That's true. But I think the industry is kind of making a mistake or has a blind spot. And what I mean by the industry is the Amazon or the e-commerce industry. Mm-hmm. And not by completely, but I think in the Amazon space, it really is. It's all about hacks. It's all about how to compete based on PPC strategies, etc. But you know, the truth is that it's still sales. And with my background, so I'm in sales like over 25 years. When I enter the doorstep and I know the situation of a specific customer, and I'm asking like, hey, what's important for you? And I have like a bunch of folders in my bag. I can tell everything. I can tell, like, speak about my product like for 2 hours if I want. But exactly. You're not going to do it, right? You're just going to ask, like, what's important to you? And then the only thing you're going to show is that's important. But if you look at most listings are kind of like screaming all the features.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Even if I have a good sales story and the sales story is found in your listing, it's found in your image tag, it's found in your title, your bullet points, your A+ content. That's your sales story. Really, if I just analyze those, sometimes I just do that for fun. I see so many mistakes. It's like overwhelming. It's like, I have this, I have that. I don't get it. It's like, this is already a hard part. And I think in actual sales, it's also difficult. Before you know it, you're speaking too much, as I'm doing right now.
Of course.
Then moving it to the pitch, like the elevator pitch mechanism, like now you have like only 5 seconds to grab the attention. And that's getting the click. And so actual sales, like the traditional sales, is coming into place within the Amazon marketplace. It's first getting the click and finding the hook. Second, if you enter the listing, seeing the stack, you kind of start convincing and adding more features in that theme. And we spoke about a theme before. You're finding the theme, like really getting people confident and like trustworthy, like, this is what you're looking for, right? Yes.
Yeah. That's super important.
That's the rhythm that you want to have.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I think something that also people ask me all the time when it comes to split testing and doing consumer insight is to understand the size of the sample they have to get to actually validate an idea, right? Because it's not the same that you validate an idea out of 10 people compared to 1,000 people, right?
No. And I'm sure this
is very important. But so what is your take on that?
So this is more the technical side of polling itself. So now I think up till now we spoke more about why you should do polling, why you should go for consumer insights. But then the actual poll. So if you speak about technique, you need to have a statistical significance. So you need to have a good number. So our rule of thumb is if you have like 3 images tested side by side, we recommend 30 respondents per image.
Nice. Okay.
But on each poll type, like we have like on each poll type, we deliver like 5 data points. So you get like in this case, if I'm saying 3 images, 30 images or 30 respondents per image, I speak about 90, but then it's multiplied because you get 5 answers because we have 5 data points. So it's going so deep.
Yeah. Correct. That you're able to segment essentially what are the key elements that are consistent across the responses, and therefore a validation and an outcome is decided on that poll. So you can then pull the plug and say, okay, this is the direction I have to take from there, right?
Exactly.
So now let's talk about the type of polls, because that's also very interesting. I'm sure people are intrigued. Like, tell us a little bit about what the type of polls, like, for example, people can do within Televin, and which are the ones that you prefer the most, like from experience,
I prefer, I would say all of them, but and that's the truth. We build it around the Amazon ecosystem, so they're all relevant. Yeah. But again, it's about sales. So if I speak about getting the click, so first thing you need to know is like, do I get the attention of the consumer up against the competition? So this is a marketplace poll. It's showing your main tile, image, title, price, ratings, everything. You can
what
even
they see for the first time. Yeah,
you can blur stuff, and then it's up against the competition. So you have to really be, by the way, competition. Do not make the mistake to go into Amazon and search for the most relevant competitors based on your insights. No, yeah. Think as a consumer thinks. He's entering the system like search, seeing options. That's where you have to stand out.
Yeah,
but so that's the first one.
Reason why they click yours over the competitor.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the first one. It's giving insights around the main image and around the click. But again, it will always start with situation insights, and that's very important. I have a very small video about it that shows like how does it look on the end of the respondent. If you're interested in that, maybe I can share it sometime. But
yeah, we're gonna put it down in the description so everybody can get access to that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can share that. So that's now confirmed. But that's the marketplace poll. It's around getting that click. Then another poll type is the image stack poll. And the image stack poll is comparing your stack up against competitor stack. Mm. Now, I also want to say something about that right now. You might think like, you know what? I chose these competitors in my marketplace poll, so I'm going to use the same in the image stack poll. Sometimes that's a good thing, but sometimes it isn't. Because I see bestsellers out there who have like the worst image stacks ever. And then you might think like, oh, this is going well, so exactly. I have to follow that. No, you have to understand that also consumers are kind of like in a journey of dopamine. So they click and they enter and it's like, oh, it's all convincing, let's go. That's not based on the insights. That's not based on information or convincing the buyer like this is what you're really looking for. So if you're comparing stacks, also do like a more little deep dive and search for newer products who are standing out, who like really, so that you have like stacks that are different. Because if you see different stacks, maybe someone is really going into the angle of lifestyle and the other one is more like features, whatever, compare those. This will learn about converting USPs, the order of the images. Like sometimes you really see like image number 6 is getting the most votes. So then you can consider to move it to the second spot. So this gives insights about CVR, right?
Yeah, super important. And then
the third poll, and we have so much more, but then the third poll is the purchase barrier poll. It's also called AK DRAP, and DRAP means dominant reasons that avoid buying. So this poll is going in just focusing on just your type of product. It's not necessarily yours. It's your type of product. You can show that. And respondents are being asked, what would be the most dominant reason for you not to buy this product?
So find like, the objections, basically. The objections of somebody not buying your product.
Exactly. And to say it kind of funny, you get a shitload of negative information around your type of product. And if you understand those objections, like consumers have those objections around your type of product, then you can also encounter those in the complete story of your listing and et cetera.
Very nice.
But as
very
said,
nice.
We have so much more. We have like...
I think...
Yeah.
I just wanted to add the objection. This is the first time I actually hear about this because it's very funny because, so many times there are reasons people don't buy your product because X, Y, and Z. And sometimes it's, very dumb things.
Exactly.
And by leaving those things untouched on your images and copy, like maybe your competitors are attacking that objection. That's why you're stealing the sales. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, but that's the way it goes. You know, I'm a consumer as well. And you are also. So if sometimes I just spoke about dopamine. Sometimes I just have in my mind, like I want to buy something. So, and then it's really something that I think that I need, but then I start searching and the offerings that I see doesn't really apply with my needs. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like close to, but not close enough. And this is the information that you will get. But okay, I'm buying the product because I want to fulfill my dopamine. I want to feel like, I did it. I bought something. It's always a funny moment when the brown box is entering the house, then my wife is looking at me like, oh no, you did it again.
You bought another thing.
And then I'm already talking about it like, I need it, I really need it. But then if I open the box and I see the product itself, she already sees on my face, oh, that's a failure.
And super important.
I have to admit. So, but it is if it's my mistake, if it's not close to my need, I will not share that on a review. But if the seller really messed up, so the quality is like crazy bad, I will take the opportunity to mention that. But if it's like my failure, you don't hear anything about me. Yeah. And I think we can avoid this. So this is not, I think, what is applying to me. I don't know if you know the feeling as well, but it applies, I think, to many consumers. And we can make a difference. We can really make a difference by listening to the needs, the wants, desires of consumers, tapping into those insights and address those concerns, address the things that they really are looking for. We don't know. Yeah. We think we know, but we don't.
Yeah, that's the whole point of, you know, running these polls, which is, I guess, another question people may ask you, because with these polls and all the polls you guys have on the table, you can get so many new ideas, which is amazing. But at the same time, I guess there's a strategy in which order you apply them, right? Because I guess if you do all the polls at the same time, I'm assuming that's where I want to get your feedback, it could get also overwhelming. You have so many ideas and then you don't really know. So what is your take? What is your strategy with that? Yeah.
No, in my opinion, no. I think like the ease of doing a poll, like in a few hours, you will get the responses. So you it's not affecting your listing. It's not like experiments waiting for stuff and not knowing why it's performing better. That's, by the way, the case with experiments. Mm-hmm. You don't know. So, exactly. But now it's going very quickly, and you just grab those insights together. We offer all poll types with very, very clear AI recommendations. Mm-hmm. So it will give you insights. And what I do have to say is that you need a team of people. Yeah,
exactly.
Like you need someone in your team who understands a little bit more about consumer behavior. You need to have a good designer who can interpret it in a creative way.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, you need to have those people in your team, and sometimes you find it all in one person. Then it's a jack of all trades. Well, okay, fine, but you need that. But I'm not saying that it will be overwhelming. I don't think so. I think like it's more very valuable insights. And as said, if you know a list of objections, and you know how the product is sold, because that's the selling moment with the image tag. It's like the converting USPs, and you know what is getting the click. Mm-hmm. Well,
of course. Yeah, I think what I was trying to get with that is that, let's say you're testing, you're doing the image testing. You want to test the best main image for your product. Maybe while you're trying to figure out the best image because you're using certain team, then you don't want maybe to use another team to do a campaign that has to do with competitor, because then you're using different teams to test different posts at the same time. And it can get confused. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, do you recommend doing one poll at a time and from my seats move to the next in the funnel? You see what I mean?
No, this is all about the stage. What you're asking right now is about the stage. So if I'm mentioning like do marketplace poll, CTR, image tech poll, CVR, and purchase barrier poll, dumb reviews that avoid buying. Then I'm also kind of like speaking of a baseline campaign. It's kind of like getting those insights, like where am I standing right now? But this applies for product development. It applies for a relaunch. It applies for improvement. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But they are different angles. If I'm just looking at the main image, I do not get the insights about the image tag. But altogether, the information together gets me clarity about how to sell the product and how to pitch it in the main tile. I need to know that. So I can say like, don't do it because then you're like quicker or whatever, but it's not about quick, it's about good.
Exactly. An idea that just came to my mind, you say product development, like something that you could use this for is, let's say you don't have the actual physical pro with you, and this is actually an idea that, I don't know if you have seen this on your platform, but let's say I do 3D mockups or how I want my pro to look like. Like I could use your IntelliVid to do basically pro validation and see if my product is accepted, you know?
Yeah, so definitely. So there are different ways. So let's say you are your manufacturer is offering you a new product, and they do that based on their insights that they say like we have a new feature, whatever. So you need to know like, is this really gonna stick? Is this what consumers want? I don't know. So if the image is good enough, like really good enough, you also need to use your best practice and just your senses. Like think about it clearly, but. If the image is good enough, you can test it up against the competition in a simulated tile. So we can help you. It's all in the platform. If you just drop in the image, you already have the full tile and you can write all the information in it and just create it as the way it would look on Amazon. Good. If you're not in that stage, so let's say the image is just like rubbish, that happens sometimes with Chinese manufacturers, then still it's feasible to dive into the category itself and just pick, let's say, four or five relevant competitors, throw them into the marketplace poll. So you're not testing your product, but you're testing your competition. Who cares? Maybe you can even get paid. Maybe you can even get paid for it if you have the insights and just make contact with your competitor. Say, like, I found out this and that.
I have the answer for you to be a millionaire.
Well, you know, you don't do that, but you're not going to do that. But you can do it that way. So then you still are getting insights around that type of product or around your category. And you can just help together with your manufacturer. Like, hey, listen, I think we have to go a little bit this way or that way.
Yeah.
So we had an example with a coffee mug. And the coffee mug was tested. And at the end, like, let's say 50% of the respondents were mentioning, like, well, I like to have it with a handle. Well, the other group was saying, like, I like to have it without a handle because then it fits in my cup holder. So then the customer started asking the manufacturer, like, hey, what about developing a coffee mug with a detachable handle?
Mm-hmm.
So then you come to the point that you have to test the hypothesis. It does not exist yet. So you need to make an image that's detachable. Yeah, that will cost you money. I know. But, you know, if you're in development stage and you have, like, an opportunity to do 400 units a day.
It's actually cheaper to do it at this stage than do the wrong product and having to trash it away.
It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer by just stepping into a consumer member base and ask that. And we have 28 million consumers sitting there who can respond. And you can do it in the United States. You can choose Amazon Prime if you want.
Nice.
You can go to the United Kingdom. We have it in Germany.
I was going to ask you that. You can tailor that. Yeah.
Italy, Mexico, Canada, and Japan.
Wow. A lot. Very good. Very good. So actually, another question I have for you, because I guess sometimes when people launch a product, they might struggle to really understand what are some of the questions they want to ask to their community, like in this case, to get consumer insights. Like, do you have some advice, or you guys provide some template about what are some of the best questions to ask on these polls? You see what I mean? Like, sometimes I might struggle to really figure out how I come up with a list of questions that will give me the best answers.
Yeah, but I think that's a very, very good question, by the way, because I think, and I do get this question very often, and this is an understanding of polling itself and the way we do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying, like, asking the right question. No.
Exactly.
It's not like that. You have to imagine that each consumer, because we're focusing on Amazon, so each consumer is entering the marketplace with a search. So they are problem aware, solution aware. So if I have, for instance, we spoke about massage oil earlier.
Exactly.
So let's continue on that product. So let's say that's it. Then you can imagine probably, like, the situation would be like this or that. You can just say, like, hey, imagine you want to take care of your skin. You're looking and you found out that massage oil might be the solution for that. And then we ask the question, which of these products presented would you buy and why?
Okay.
That's the question. It's not. So, and the insights, if you're already saying, like, in the situation, for instance, like, your doctor recommended to buy this oil, don't do it, because you're destroying the insights. After that, you're already framing it, so don't frame it that way.
Framing it, exactly.
Keep it open. Keep it, like, really, like, open, because you don't know. Yeah.
Super. That's actually a very good answer, because I feel sometimes some questions can induce the answer on people's brain, because you're putting it in a way that you don't give room for
cognitive load. It will be way too high, and it doesn't work that way. It really does not work that way. And it's not needed also, because if you just, well, as said, so you really have to imagine, like, before you go to Amazon, then there's like a stage, like I'm doing this with my hand right now. So the laptop is still closed. It's not open yet, or the phone is not open. It's not started at Amazon.com. That's the moment when someone comes up in their mind, like, I want to have this or that. That's the point where we step in. So Amazon is not open at all. There are no options. It's just stepping into the consumer's minds. What do you want? And of course, if they're saying in responses, I would probably buy something because I heard from family I should buy this. Okay, fine. Then that's the case. And let's say if from 100 responses, 30 people are saying I would do it based on recommendation. Okay, then it's important to do your marketing that way, that you need find other approaches, let's say in the influencer marketing, TikTok, Facebook, whatever, to guide the traffic, because then you learn it's not going to work simply by search, find, buy. Well, thank you, mm-hmm. IntelliV, that I learned that. I saved money today.
Yeah, that's the whole super point. Nice. Super nice. I mean, yeah, that's why it's so important to bring this to the table and open people's eyes to how you properly do a consumer insight, because I see that mistake all the time. People have these, you know, copy-paste questions that are very, you know, making this...
Exactly.
The way people behave is like really funneled towards a specific answer, and you don't get the broad actually thinking how people see things, you know?
No, so. And as said, if you're just... And that's something for me, like a key point, like about saving money, like really mm-hmm. do the right thing. If you're testing right now, let's say your own product, and you have two options of your own product, A or B, mm-hmm. what does it matter? So let's say that people are choosing B, and then you're looking at the responses. Yeah, it's more visual appealing. I like mm-hmm. it more. Why? You don't know why. Yeah, but it's a winning image, so let's go for it. That's crazy. It's like really crazy. What are you doing? If I would take this back in the days that I was in sales, then they would fire me. If I would come back, no, really, if I would say, well, they just don't like it and they like this one, they would say, why? Because you're we great. Need to develop our product. We need to move forward. We need to invest in better improvements. We need to do something to get it better. So you need to know why. Yeah. And it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what IntelliV is all about, finding that why and then using that why to do the right product and the right images and then getting that click.
That's it. And to be honest, it almost sounds too good to be true because, you know, I'm part of this company. I'm really proud of it. I'm proud of being part of this because I think we make a difference in the e-commerce space.
Yeah, of course.
And then I think, like, you know, we have all the cards here. We can offer something. It's at a good price. And you get so easy access to insights that really help you to improve your products the way it should.
Makes a difference. Yeah.
And we sometimes, we do not sometimes say it. We say it very often. It's not about your intuition may be great, but your consumers know best.
Yeah, of course. The consumer has always the answer, you know, is the reality.
Exactly. Yeah.
Awesome, Peter. So it's been a pleasure to have you. I know we are only scratching the surface because this is such an amazing
indeed,
topic. And it's a science by itself. Understanding customers is something that companies spend millions, sometimes billions of dollars. Like this is like the thing that really can make or break a brand. Super important. And it's great to see companies like IntelliV making, you know, this path towards that easier for Amazon sellers. So I'm sure all the listeners and the ones watching are interested now and eager to start, you know, doing some polls and getting those insights for the products. So how people can, you know, work with you guys. Yeah.
So, sorry?
So tell us a little bit about how people can basically get started with IntelliV and start working with you guys. Yeah.
Have a website. So it's IntelliV.net. You can go there and you see like the information about all our poll types. We have a pricing page and of course a sign up button. So I recommend if you're not using it yet, then do try it because it's a free plan. That's where you can start. And with the free plan, you already have access to the platform.
Yes.
And then from that point on, if you want to do a poll, you can pay per respondent. We have pricing plans. Those pricing plans are kind of like tiered. So what it means, like if you choose for a specific plan and you pay monthly, you get money in your wallet, so credits, money to use, and the prices per respondent will drop. So it's based on what you're going to use, the price will be cheaper. Now, especially for the e-commerce lab,
there's something special.
when this video will be launched, and then we already spoke about this. So what did we say? At the end of April?
We say, we're going to have active from a... mid-March, end of March, when this goes live towards the end of April, I think a 20% coupon.
20% discount. So it's the code ecomlab20, but it will also probably be shared with the video.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in the description and everything so you guys can use it. Yeah.
So when doing a checkout within the platform, you can use that code and you get 20% off on polling. Awesome. So
thank you, Peter. Yeah. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. So I'm super excited to, you know, start seeing some people in our community using IntelliV. I'm sure they're going to have an amazing journey with them. And in the meantime, I want to wish you all the best. I'm sure you guys going to keep crushing it as always. I'm looking forward to see you at the coming events. I know we have a lot of events. We're gonna see.
We have a lot of events that we're gonna see each other. Yeah, I hope that people who are watching this video, that they also gonna see us. You know, I think we have both of us. We have so much more expertise. Yeah. We can speak about those things like a lot. So if you bump into us, like in Vincenzo or me,
yeah.
Please do not hesitate and reach out to us. You know, we are just humans. We want to speak. Yeah. We want to talk about it. We're passionate. So
exactly.
Use our knowledge.
Thank you. Thank you, Peter. Yeah. So thank you so much and have a nice one. Yeah.
See thank you. Soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the E-Commerce Lab by Ecomsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomsy.